Hello and welcome to the Paul Revere Show. I'm your host, attorney Mark Thompson, and I may be joined on occasion by my producer, Evan Preston. We'll be right here on the Devil Radio on the Shah every Monday night at 7 p.m. to talk about what's really important, the crucial developments in the fight for our democracy in Wisconsin. Remember, 540, if by AM, 101 or 92.7 by FM. We have a great show for you tonight. On this day, we celebrate a true American hero, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I have two very special guests tonight to share their story with you. First, Wisconsin Court of Appeals Judge Joe Donald, one of only two African-American judges on the Court of Appeals of Wisconsin, will be talking to you. On the second half of the show, we will be joined by Pastor Greg Lewis of Souls to the Polls. Please join us tonight. Call 844-967-2789. But first, you may be asking, why am I calling this the Paul Revere Show? Well, Paul Revere's ride in 1775 to warn Americans of the British invasion was made famous years later in the poem we all know, one by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, a well-known abolitionist. What I didn't realize for years is that Longfellow wrote that poem in 1861 at the beginning of the Civil War with the intent of inspiring Americans to fight to end slavery. Longfellow ends the poem reminding us of the historical importance of Paul Revere's ride and cry of alarm. A cry of defiance and not of fear, a voice in the darkness, a knock at the door, and a word that shall echo forevermore. For born on the night wind of the past, through all our history to the last, in the hour of darkness and peril and need, the people will waken and listen to hear the hurrying hoofbeats of that steed and the midnight message of Paul Revere. It is in that spirit that I'm calling this the Paul Revere Show. Today, we remember the life of a great American, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King's message was a cry of defiance and not of fear. He inspired Americans to fight for equality and civil rights. It is a message that motivates us today to continue to fight to form a more perfect union, and resist the current onslaught of voter suppression. But before we get to our guests, I want to tell you a story about a Wisconsin hero, a young African-American woman by the name of Deja Banks. Deja Banks is biracial. She grew up in Baraboo, Wisconsin, in the heartland of our country and the heartland of Wisconsin. And she found herself one of very few kids of color. And beginning in grade school and up through high school, she found herself being treated unequally and unfairly on a day-to-day basis. And you know, Title VI of the Equal Rights Act protects children of all colors and protects all kids in our schools because our kids are entitled to have an education that's safe and free of racist and sexual discrimination. So why is Deja Banks a hero? So, you know, Deja got to high school and she found walking around the hallways, the use of the N-word everywhere, every day in the hallway, the use of the N-word. And she's being called out and made fun of. And this becomes like this giant oppressive canopy over her. It creates emotional distress. It impacts her schooling. But that's not enough. What happens is there are primarily young white boys. White boys who wear the Confederate flag. They wear it on their sweatshirts. They wear it on their hats. They wear it on their belt buckles. And they walk by her and flashing her with the Confederate flag. And Deja and her mother, Megan Banks, she's a hero too. But this story is more about Deja than her mom. Her mother worked in the school district. Her mother would report this to the school principal, to the superintendent. But Deja would report it too. And the school didn't respond. One principal even said, that's just the good old boys. We can't do anything about that. But you know, the law is this, folks, that when a group of kids, and in this case, white boys, and this is our problem, folks. We have to figure this out, right? We won the Civil War in 1865. And so why is it that the Confederate flag is being flaunted and carried around our high school halls? And why is it being shoved in the face of kids of color? And so Deja Banks is putting up with this. And the school isn't taking actions to make it safe in the hallways for her. She goes to basketball games, and the music before the games includes music with the N-word in it. And then there's social media posts with the kids, right? All our kids, they'll have social media, right? And on that social media is the Confederate flag. Deja went into her locker room, and here was a note written with the N-word, calling her a slut. And despite this daily N-word presence, despite the overwhelming unfairness to it, the school district failed to take action to stop it. Now, in May of 2018, this group of young men from that high school went out on their steps and they had a Nazi salute. This made the front page of the New York Times.
I remember. Yeah.
All right. Here we have, in our heartland, our young boys saluting to the Nazis. Heck, my father-in-law was in a tank, went across Europe with Patton to make sure that the Nazi flag ended. And here we're doing the Nazi salute in the middle of Wisconsin, in the land where we said we would never have slavery, and where we're not out there talking to our kids about who won the war and why we can't tolerate the Confederate flag. Remember, it was a year ago on January 6th that the Confederate flag flew for the first time in the capital of the United States. The Civil War, at the end of the Civil War, during the Civil War, the Confederacy, all their generals could never get the Confederate flag to fly in our home of democracy. It didn't fly until a year ago. Now, Deja, it got so bad for her, she quit. She had to leave that school. She went to a different school district. Let me tell you, she went to a different school district, a district that paid attention to her needs. She graduated, and now she's going to college in Texas. Why are we losing our children to other states? What is it, and what are we going to have to do to write this remedy, to make form our more perfect union? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell you, Deja, right? She filed a federal lawsuit, and that federal lawsuit woke up that district. They have a new superintendent. We're hoping that the Baraboo School District is committed to equality and fairness. And we are hoping that children of color in Baraboo are free to go to school safely without the N-word in their face, without the Confederate flag in their face. I am somewhat concerned. There was rumors that the Proud Boys were walking in the hallways of Baraboo. This is a call. This is the time. Paul Revere, what are we going to do? So I want folks out there listening, if this is happening to your kids in your schools, call the number. Let us know. Shout it out. And this is a special call out to my fellow white folks. If your kids are in school and your kids are reporting that the N-word is being used in the hallways, if you see on their social media the N-word is being used, if you see the Confederate flag being used, intervene. Talk to your kids. Let them know there's no place in Wisconsin, our democracy, our country, for this kind of pro-slavery attitudes. It is time that we make a clear break and end it. And so, tonight, I pay tribute to Deja Bangs, a young girl brave enough to stand up, speak the truth, file a lawsuit, make the world a better place, because that's what we need to do. And we all need to do it together, and we need to do it now.